I would have to look it up. I mean, I totally concur with your idea there as far as I see a new one come out and I was ready to jump on it. I had to choke myself off at 4, though. I had actually even bought a pair of Retevis 8 waters that were tri-bands. And then it came back to, you know, I can only use one radio at a time. And I did set up this one and the Quanshang to also run GMRS, which I went ahead and got that license once I learned about it, did my renewal on mine, and a buddy of mine told me about that. And so I thought, well, I'm in the site, let's just go ahead and get it. But I'll have to try to remember what the number is, but it's one of the platforms that's really pretty common, where you get like 5 or 6 receive bands and 2 transmit bands, and it will take firmware updates. I did actually learn how to program using Chirp, because I put all the different repeaters in this thing. So I was on a big learning curve, and then I went back onto my Icom 7300 to play around with that. So I'm just back on it today for the first time in probably a month and a half. Anyway, back to you, KAA, EGQ.